Over the weekend, the U.S. and other powers concluded talks with Iran, and even by the low standards of these talks, the meetings in Istanbul did not produce much. They ended with no sign of progress and no more meetings planned. Western officials say it's now up to Tehran to show that it's willing to answer questions about its nuclear program. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon.
The proposals the international side brought to Istanbul fell into two categories: ways in which Iran could help inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency resolve outstanding questions about Iran's nuclear activity, and a new version of what's become known as the Tehran Research Reactor Fuel Swap. Both proposals, officials say, met with Iranian insistence that no idea could be discussed so long as sanctions remain in place and the world refuses to recognize Tehran's right to enrich uranium. But experts say that doesn't mean those ideas and others aren't worth discussing. Let's take the fuel swap. In 2009, Iran agreed in principle to ship out most of its enriched uranium stockpile in exchange for receiving processed fuel enriched to nearly 20% for its medical research reactor in Tehran. That fuel is enriched more highly than would be needed to generate electricity, but it's still for an accepted civilian use to create isotopes that help in medical diagnoses. Weapons-grade fuel is enriched to 90%. Former IAEA inspector Oli Heinonen says much of the talk about the research reactor in the year and a half since the original fuel swap fell through has missed one important point: the age and condition of the reactor itself.
It's old and it's running out of fuel, and I think that they were a little bit worried about the safety and security because, as you know, the reactor is today practically in the middle of the town.
Heinonen, now at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, says if negotiators succeed in striking a new, bigger fuel swap deal, bigger to account for Iran's growing stockpile of enriched uranium, they would be extending the life of this aging urban reactor by some 10 years. So, he says, why not go for a bigger and ultimately safer proposal? Build a new research reactor, possibly down at Arak, site of a still unfinished heavy water reactor.
What about building a modern research reactor? Put it to Arak, to this building which is not yet fully completed. It will take 2-3 years at least, you know, to design and build. And then after that process, you know, they have a brand new good research reactor which can produce in a safe and secure manner radioisotopes for whole Iran without any trouble.
There are other big idea proposals in circulation. In 2009, physicist Jeffrey Forden wrote on the website armscontrolwalk.com that the international community should consider building what he called a multinational enrichment facility in Iran. That, he argued, would allow Western nuclear experts to be on the ground constantly, making it much harder for Iran to develop a clandestine nuclear weapons program out of sight of the IAEA. Such proposals would certainly break the current stalemate, analysts say, but they raise difficult questions. Bruno Tertre, a nuclear expert with the Paris-based Foundation for Strategic Research, says building Iran a new research reactor is a fascinating idea, but what would the international side, known as the P5 plus 1, get in return?
This is where it gets interesting. On paper, the idea of proposing Iran to build for them a new reactor devoted to the production of medical isotopes is a great idea, but I would expect that the P5 plus 1 would demand a very big concession from the Iranians in return.
Other experts point out that none of these proposals have much chance in the current atmosphere of mutual distrust. Improving that atmosphere was one objective of the Istanbul talks. Officials say it remains to be seen if diplomats will get another chance to create a climate where these or other proposals can get a sincere hearing. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.